Chapter 109. The four of them walked through the seaport of Mykonos, and Ron wanted to take the day trip to Delos to see the birthplace of Apollo, but the way the small boats bobbed in the current dissuaded both Celeste and Connie. Ron snapped photographs of windmills and moorings as they walked in the seaport town. Then they went to Santorini with its clifftop town, all painted white and blue, with magnificent flower boxes and cafes. They elected the donkey ride up over the cable car choice to get to the town. Both Steve and Ron rode in back of Celeste and Connie and watched their wives bounce in the saddles. "You know what they're back there doing," said Connie. "I know what Ron is looking at," answered Celeste. "Steve, too," said Connie. "Isn't it great?" giggled Celeste. She looked around to some of the hills. Nothing about this landscape had changed since that time Ron read about. "I wonder how the women got their water." "We might be looking at it," said Connie. They both realized that it could not be salt water, but Connie's point had been made. Ron and Steve laughed uncontrollably as Celeste and Connie frantically bounced and clung to animals' bristly necks as the donkeys, knowing the pattern included rest and food on this end, trotted back down the steep trail. Ron's knee had started aching after the ride up. Ron and Steve rode the cable. As beautiful as it was, Ron wondered how a person could live here. Would the shoals of tourists begin to resemble the food that the sea gave to them? Connie and Celeste's excitement at the open markets of Nice overshadowed Steve and Ron's easy smiles. "Why are we walking through a food market when we have spent days being stuffed full of fine foods and there is absolutely no sense in buying anything?" asked Ron. Celeste dropped back and took his hand, brought his fingers up to her lips, and kissed them. "Just look around at how beautiful everything is. Don't think of it as shopping," she said softly. "I could take pictures," said Ron. Celeste patted his ass and said, "Yes, Ron, you could take pictures." Tomorrow was Florence. As the ship cruised on the plate-glass sea and the moon and stars twinkled their hellos, Steve said, "I'm looking forward to Florence. It's probably too crowded, but to me, it looks like the perfect city." Celeste was the only one of the group who had been there before. She had traveled through Germany and Italy and France with her first husband over a 2-month span when they were still happy. "Florence attracts people, that's for sure," she said to Steve. Ron had been waiting for this moment. He saved the picture in his safe. He hadn't even shown it to Celeste. He took out a picture of the David with Bill Hemmert's head superimposed upon the David. Bill Hemmert had also taught with Ron at Mountain Oaks. He was a math teacher. They had been linked back then because Bill's wife was an English teacher that Ron supervised. Through the grapevine of years, it had been known that Helmut's wife was quite pleased with the unusually large size of Helmut's penis. Connie had complained that it was now impossible for her to look at Helmut without thinking about the size of his penis. Celeste found that funny and teased Connie about it. Ron handed the picture to Connie. Connie opened her mouth, began to laugh. She brought her hands up to cover her mouth. She looked at Ron. You are the devil. This poor man. I can't even look at him without laughing now. From what I hear, he's not poor, ventured Ron. Connie slapped Ron on the shoulder with the picture. You just did that so that now when I look at the David, I would see Helmut's face and my eyes would travel down. She slapped him with the picture again, laughing. Ron played along. Sometimes it's fun to be with the devil. Connie opened the picture and looked at it again and laughed. As long as Celeste is around to take care of the rest of the devil stuff. Celeste chimed in. Oh yes, believe me. I get it all. Ron looked up at Steve. How come they never pick on you like this? Steve smiled. Looks to me like you set yourself up for that one.